the end of life. After we have lived our lives, as we approach death, it is common to re-examine how our life went. Did we leave a successful life? The end of life offers a unique opportunity to do this, because at this time, the ego loosens its influence on us, and the spirit becomes our predominant reviewer. At this point in the cycle of life, it no longer matters how much money we made, the size of the house we lived in, the job we had, or anything else associated with success as dictated in the world by the ego. We are all finally equal now, and we judge our success through a different prism, that of the spirit. When we review our lives, what we had thought was success often holds a different meaning now. It is at this time, especially during the last few days of our life, we come to the realization what we thought was important really was not. All the material things we accumulated, friends we had, places we visited, jobs we worked, amount of money we made, or any other comparison you can think of which belongs in the world in which we had lived, becomes meaningless. It is at that moment, the moment where the ego has minimal control over our actions and decisions, the true meaning of life finally becomes clear. It is then, despite how strongly the ego may have influenced our life before, the opportunity to view our life in a different way presents itself. At this time in our life, primarily viewing our lives through the eyes of our spirit, we may find we have many regrets. We begin to understand the selfish pleasures in the world we had sought were not very important. As death becomes evident, we finally realize none of that matters. When we die, unless our culture is like that of the ancient Egyptians, our body will be buried or cremated, and nothing we accumulated during our lifetime will accompany us. Our body will then be placed in a coffin or urn, just like every other person who dies, regardless of their stature or their lifetime accomplishments. At that moment, just before we die, we finally understand we truly are all equal. No one was ever better than another. Race, money, prestige no longer matter. As we get closer to our death, it becomes evident the path the ego had us follow to find success and happiness may not have been the right path after all. The fear, hatred, and prejudice we once felt are no longer important to us, not because we are going to die, but because it never did matter.